Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. Okay, so this is the second way to deal with anxiety. All right, it's the second of the five ways to deal with anxiety. And the first way, which was the previous video, go check it out, it was making friends with anxiety as a way to deal with it, the first way. So in this video, we're going to speak about the second way, and that is understanding anxiety. You've got to understand it. After all, if you have a friend and you don't understand that friend, relationship is not really gonna last very long, right? So you made friends with anxiety, now you've got to understand anxiety. And by understanding anxiety, you get to understand yourself. What do I mean by that? What I mean is this. Okay. Understand what triggers the anxiety. So is it something that happened in the past? You know, past trauma? Or is it a current trauma? I know we're speaking about trauma and I'm smiling, but that's because ain't no trauma kicking my ass, and it shouldn't kick your ass either, alright? Shouldn't happen. You'll be fine, okay? It's all gonna be good. It's not even a promise, it's a guarantee you will be fine. This too shall pass. Comes and goes. Good, bad, comes and goes. You're gonna be fine. Maybe not straight away, but you will be fine. So, it could be trauma from the past, present, or future trauma. And that might be actually another topic, because if you already know shit's gonna happen in the future, and then you're traumatizing yourself in the present, it's not good. I know it's easy to say don't do it, but you know, try not to traumatize yourself for the things that you think may happen. So, past, present, or future trauma that you're anticipating that will happen, okay? So, you've got to understand what's triggering your anxiety, past, present, or future trauma. Another thing to know is your anxiety only comes up when you are in a situation that makes you vulnerable. So, say for example, you want to make a presentation for your team at work, right? And you feel anxious and you're feeling the symptoms of anxiety, okay? Let's not just say anxious or feeling anxiety. Let's speak about the symptoms that you actually feel. So you feel sweaty palms. You start getting sweaty under your armpits. Your forehead starts to have rows of waves of sweat, you know? And your voice starts to tremble, right? So you're obviously feeling anxious, your heart beating so fast, you know? And it's not like you're on a marathon or you're sprinting very fast or anything. So that anxiety is making you feel, okay, this is a vulnerable situation we are in. So it's exposing to you the areas that you need improvement in, because maybe you're not great at public speaking yet. You haven't developed that skill. And it doesn't mean that you will never feel those feelings. See, the difference between the person who knows how to do it well and the person who's just starting out, the difference isn't that the one who knows how to do it well doesn't feel any anxiety. No, it's that they deal with the anxiety better. That's all it is. Like, so another thing is this, and I might even speak about this kind of, you know, topic later on in the future. Everybody's going through a lot of shit. Everybody's fucked up. Some people are just better at masking it. They hide it well. They hide it well. That's all. Everyone's got their own thing. It could not be a big deal to you what they're going through. What you're going through may not be a big deal to them. But you're both going through something. You just hide it better. As you should. Your business is your business, you know? Just make sure that you are dealing with it. You don't have to tell anybody. Just make sure you are dealing with it, you know? So, the anxiety is making you aware that, okay, I am feeling vulnerable in this situation. Perhaps you need to improve yourself now, you know? Speak in front of people more and more so you get more and more comfortable. It sounds simple, but it might not be easy because sometimes we know the solution, but if the solution is to keep exposing yourself to that situation, which is already making you anxious, it might not be easy to do, although it's simple to understand. But hey, if you want to be great, if you want to improve, if you want to get ahead in life, and it doesn't have to be ahead of other people, it can be ahead of who you were literally yesterday, last week, last month, last year, last decade. If you want to get ahead, you've got to face it and keep going. You've got to just keep going forward. You gotta face it. Otherwise, you can't grow. And it doesn't mean who you are now is not a great person. It's just, do you want to be good or do you want to be great? Who you are could be good, but if you want to be great, then you gotta take that risk. And if it's worth achieving, then it's probably worth you trying and failing at it. Okay, if you think you're a high value human being, that means you only go for the things that are worthy of you. So if you know you're a high value human being, you're a highly intelligent, wise human being, and you only want to go for the things that you actually want in life, and you think those things are great things, you should know that only the great will go to try and conquer great things. So don't sit there and say, I'm a king. Oh, I'm great, I'm awesome. But you don't want to challenge yourself? Shut your bitch ass up. Literally, shut up. You ain't no king unless you actually face the challenges of a goddamn king. Alright, enough tough love for tonight, okay? Enough tough love. Back to my, you know, calm advice. Your anxiety is letting you know that you are vulnerable and you need to improve so that you can, it's not so much be less vulnerable, it's more about to be better. Vulnerability will always be there, but you want to be better. Just like, don't pray for your situation to be less so you can handle it, because that means you want to keep being who you are, a small person, to handle the situation. But if you pray for you to grow and have the big capacity to deal with the problem, you become someone who has improved. Let me tell you that again. If you pray for your problem to be less, okay, your problem is less, now you can deal with it better, but you haven't grown. Your problem is less, so you don't have to grow, right? Because it's less. Why should you grow? But if you don't pray for your situation to be easier or less, but you pray for you to be bigger and stronger and more powerful, then that situation, you can now deal with it. And guess what? You have also grown. You have expanded who you are as a human being. You understand? Do not pray for it to get easier. Pray that you will be better and take actions to be better. Your anxiety is not just a friend that you call. This is not I'm a millionaire. No, your anxiety is worthy of your time to understand, because when you do that, you also understand who you are. Your anxiety is a reflection of who you are, not just a reflection of what you're trying to achieve. Just like the level of your enemies determines the level of a human being you are, the level of your anxiety and the fact that you have one in the first place determines the quality of human being that you are. If you don't have any anxiety, then you ain't doing shit. And if you do have anxiety and it's not so big that it's crushing you, that you can't even step out of your house, then you ain't doing enough shit. Stay tuned for my third way to deal with the anxiety. Remember, it's your friend that you must understand. Stay blessed.